To the October 17th edition of the In and Out Show. This is Slip Mode. We're doing something a little special for this show. Basically, we weren't able to get this show up on time due to some difficulties with scheduling, but what I did decide to do was take the audio from my Hope 5 speech Hacker Radio and put that up for everyone's listening pleasure. This was on Saturday of the 5th Hope Conference, and did my talk on Hacker Radio, and I'm also going to include my PowerPoint presentation here on the same page that you found the show, as well as dual parallel from Old School Freak, or Radio Freak America, actually, the Hacker Radio show, Freaking Radio show, participated in this talk along with Stank Dog from Binary Revolution Radio, or binrev.com. And, well, here's the show.
Check, check. And I'm going to check this mic up here really quickly.
This seems to be on anyway.
Check, check. Okay, we're good. All right, everyone, welcome to Hacker Radio. How's everyone doing this Saturday? All right. I'm your presentator here, Slip Mode, and we'll be moving right along. Okay, well, what is Hacker Radio? And this is my definition of it. Hacker Radio is the spreading of information, awareness, and ideas. It provides a form of discussion about the topics that we face in the technological world today. Hacker Radio is audio, usually distributed over the internet or radio. So it's basically audio. It could be the internet or radio. And where did it all start? And this is kind of going back to where hackers and other people that are interested in technology were spreading information, ideas and getting the word out. Basically, it all started with ham radio and shortwave radio. Amateur radio has been around since the early 1900s, and it continues to be a very popular medium of communication today. And you can go out and get registered as a ham radio license, and shortwave, obviously, you can do communications over different continents, and still a very popular medium today. Bulletin boards. Bulletin boards have been around since 1978, is from what I've researched, and they're still popular up until the early 90s. There is some bulletin boards out there. I'm talking about dial-up bulletin boards, not forums and stuff like that. And that was the way that people got their Commodore and their modem and found their favorite BBS and dialed up and communicated to all their fellow buddies and spread the word and websites is the next one. This is the way this is getting my neck. Websites has been busy ever since the Gopher and HTTP protocol. Everyone's gotten their word out, putting their web page up, discussed their issues. Now it's blogs is a big thing that people have, so they can talk about what they want to talk about and get their ideas across. Mailing lists. Mailing lists have been around since 1971, from what I've researched. And that's just another medium of spreading information. News servers. News servers is Usenet back in 1979 is the first news server. And that's another way that people have been able to interactively respond back and forth. E-zines, text files, magazines, printed out materials, 2600 magazine is a great way of spreading the hacker word. Frack. There's plenty of e-zines that are out there. It's still a big scene today. Text files is still a big scene that's going on out there. And various printed materials, things like awareness, stuff that is being passed out here at the con. Websites, links to websites, stuff like that. All these things are being used together to talk about technical issues, technical and social issues, the impact of technology on society and people as a whole. And forums and news sites, so things like Slashdot, popular forums that people go to for various subjects and communicate back and forth. And of course, it moves on to Hacker Radio, which is the purpose of this talk, is that it's cultivated into a barrage of everything, moving into audio, which is more interactive, and I'll get into some more things that you can do with audio and get some live feedback and stuff that's going on with audio. But why do hackers cover this type of information? Why are they such a good choice to cover this type of stuff? Hackers in general like to spread information and awareness. We're very curious people, and we like to play with things. And usually when we find cool stuff, we like to share it. So, and the hackers are one of the first to discover important subjects, such as how technology affects our lives and our future as technology progresses. And, all of us know that it's becoming more integrated with our lives every day, either as for entertainment or it comes to, laws and tracking of individuals and stuff like that, the government agencies or even companies with RFID tags and all the problems that those kinds of things could create. Hackers help to develop important survival techniques within our technological society. Well, in playing with all these technologies or being aware of certain things, they tend to come up with tips of what you can do to avoid certain things, what you can do to help out a certain cause. General common sense within the tech community. There's common sense, and then there's common sense on a certain different fields of study. And when it comes to the technical field, hackers have a common sense of how to exist in that field and progress and all that. Some critical thinking. Hackers develop innovation through the existing technologies or by creating new ones. So, there's also technologies that, there's a technology for RFIDs where there was an RFID that broadcasts all these different RFID signals. So it's kind of like confusing the other RFIDs if there was a scanner or something like that. Creating technologies like that, creating, stuff off the Linux operating system and tools that you can use, firewalls and just a whole barrage of things. I mean, just to cover that subject alone could be a whole talk. What are some of the topics that Hacker Radio covers? Here's some of the main ones. It can cover anything in general. The world of hacking. Also the world of phone phreaking. Discussion of social and legal issues that have to do with the impact of technology on our world. Those kind of things like using Linux and SCO attacking open source, using Microsoft and their problems with their operating system and their politics and having copyright being done on software over in the EU, limiting innovation and all those things that in the end impact the people. These are all things that companies are doing to maintain their dominance or even governments to maintain their control. And making people aware about the social impact of those kinds of technologies and their politics on the people. Discussion of new technologies, having the first spaceship that was done by a public company to get up in outer space. Now they're only up there for a little bit. But to talk about some of the new things and some of the new exciting things that are going on in the world of technology and sharing those subjects. The discussion of technical companies and the impact that corporate politics can have. And I did talk about that a little bit, some of the impact that their politics will have on you. And it's great that we have open source, hooray open source, because that actually gives us a means of using the technology of computing in our own way and having that grow for others to be able to use it as well. Enlightening and educational topics having anything to do with technology and process because technology, is you know, process and the creation of new processes, and that is anything you want to talk about. Basically, I do a show called In the Now, and we'll be talking about some of the other shows that are out there now. And how we started doing our show was that me and my friend, we'd go shoot some pool, and then after they'd close around 1 o'clock, we'd stick around and talk about all the subjects we'd like to talk about for another 3 hours, 4 hours. And we said, hey, why don't we just record this? So it's anything, anything that spreads awareness, or even just topics that people don't typically hear about. Having a discussion and having people hear other people's ideas on that topic. So why not the other news, the news media cover such topics? Why aren't they the ones that should be able to cover such topics? Here's a little kind of funny picture. Hackers can turn your computer into a bomb. Okay, this is kind of a parody, but this is why they're not the best idea to have the news cover such topics. They're not really the best ones to cover this kind of topic. They're also not really designed to have discussions on these types of things. Usually you'll have political issues, and they like to discuss that a lot, but they're not going to sit here and discuss, the things that are going on with open source and the problems that Microsoft has with certain companies and stuff like that. They do that lightly, but not as much as they like to focus on other issues. So right now it may evolve into that, and I believe it will evolve more into talking about technical issues because it is impacting society more and more. But at this point, they don't do a very good job. And they are getting more educated. Plus, there's other magazines that are out there like Wired and other news magazines that you can get your hands on that do cover these kinds of issues and have writers that do cover issues in a way that will bring meaning and understanding and provide discussion for some of the new issues that we face in the world today. And things to consider in Hacker Radio. Now, this is if you have your own show, and this is kind of what we want to talk about is what it's about. And if you have your own show, some of the things you might want to consider in doing your own show, which is all about spreading the awareness. What type of content will you have in your show? Is it going to be a really relaxed show? Is it going to be a very political show? Are you going to focus on a certain area that you really feel strongly about and you're an expert in and you really want to make sure that that gets out and it's your thing? So there's all sorts of different areas you can cover. We talked about some of the different areas like, hacking, freaking, technologies, the social impact, stuff like that, new technology. So you can take your pick, even come up with a new one that I didn't bullet there, and go with it. How often are you going to do your show? Now, with my busy schedule, I do my show every 2 weeks. There's a lot of shows that do it every week, and there are some, actually I don't know of any shows that do it every day. But you need to pick a schedule that you can stick to and have your listeners know that you're going to get a show up by then. Because once you develop a listenership, they're going to want to have that show, and they're going to be looking forward to you, and you don't want to let them down. So need to decide that. Also, is your show going to be live or pre-recorded? I do my show pre-recorded. I did do the show live for a while. If you do it live, you're typically doing it out of your home, or if you're lucky enough, you can actually go to a radio studio and do it over the radio, which we do. I do know someone that did do a show, which would be our cameraman over there, and he was on the radio. But you can also, if you do it live, you have to consider bandwidth. How are you going to spread it out there? What type of audio stream is it going to be? Getting places that will carry it for you. If you have a nice fat pipe, you can just carry it yourself off your own website if you host it. Pre-recorded, that's just obviously recording it yourself and putting up a file later for somebody to download and take a look at their leisure. And obviously it's archived, which is a good thing. You want to have your shows archived. Even if you do it live, you want to archive your shows so anybody can go back and listen to an episode. How are you going to spread the word about your show? How are you going to let them know? I mean, you're doing the show because you want to share, and you also want to get some feedback. I mean, this isn't just you pimping your ideas out for everyone to listen to and bow down to. This is a community thing, and you want to have feedback. You want to provide a means for people to give you information about your show. So spread the word out about your show. You can do, if you have a lot of friends, you can put those little web buttons on their sites and stuff like that. It's one of the things I do. And do the same thing for them, you know. Help spread the awareness as much as you can. You can actually get your stream at certain places where they'll take, public radio or public audio streams and post it up there for people to listen to. So you can do that, the whole search engine thing. So everything on the web to spread awareness, typically just like any other person that wants to spread awareness, you can do it anyway. Mailers, post to a bulletin board that you might find people that are interested in this kind of thing. Will your show have capabilities such as call-ins, listener email, live IRC chat, telephone conferences, etc.? Now, I've done a few of these, and some of the shows do these all at once. Capabilities, call-ins. Yeah, you can actually do call-ins. Now, there's some technical aspects of doing a call-in. If some people record while they're on a conference call, and they record it straight to their sound card. They have their sound card dial out into a conference call, and they're using a microphone, and they can speak to the conference, telephone conference, and other people can get on and communicate back and forth. You can have a number, say everyone call in. You can also do a speakerphone, which is very popular. Somebody put a speakerphone here and a microphone, and you'll call into a telephone conference. You'll advertise the telephone number ahead of time, and there's a lot of free conferences out there. Just kind of Google them up. You'll find a lot of them. And they can call in, and you can mute them if you want to and do your show, and they'll be listening to you the whole time and say, okay, we're going to come back. Does anybody want to speak on it? And bring the mic back, and people can talk about anything they want. So you can get call-ins, and there's other ways of doing it, I'm sure. Listener email, of course, with your website, have an email, a website, get an email address there, get things going like that. Actually, I forgot to add in there, you can have a bulletin board. Somebody can post online and say, you know, go ahead and post whatever you want for me to even talk about, or your comments on a previous show, or anything like that, and we'll collaborate all together and do some follow-up. Then there's live IRC chat. We do have an IRC chat room, and you can fire that up if you want to while you're doing the show, and people can be listening. And now, it really works best if you're doing it live, if you have an IRC chat room open or something like that, because otherwise they're really not going to know what you're talking about. So if you're doing something live, say, hey, jump onto the, whatever the room is on your server, and while we're chatting, we'll go ahead and look at what people are saying and, bring that into the show as well. And telephone conferences talked about that. The technicalities of having your own show. What recording equipment do we use? And I'll cover that on the next slide here. What software do we use to record the audio? Typically, this is going to be recorded on your computer. What audio format will your show be in? Typical, right? It's pretty easy. If you want to say MP3, AUG. There's some benefits and downsides. I'll talk about that. How will the show be distributed? How will you get out there? It goes back to the whole live pre-recorded thing. Okay, what recording equipment do we use? Now, here's the lowest end right here is what you can do. The most common way to record is to use your computer's sound card, microphone, or a speakerphone. So basically, just plug a microphone in there, and you can record just like that. Now, it's kind of tough if you have a few guests and you want to pass it around. Or, like I said, if you're doing a show where you're calling people long distance, maybe your guests in your show, they're not call-ins. They may be everyday guests that are always on your show, but they're long distance. So they're not going to be where you're at. You can use a speakerphone and call them up, get them all ready ahead of time, and then, place the microphone down there when they speak as well. Or just, put it in a general area, get a nice mic, and everyone can just talk like that. And then the next up, this is what I have. I kind of spent some money, but this was because I wanted to do a few other things with audio. I actually have a four-channel mixer with two auxiliary ins, a headphone amp. We all have headphones, and we have a CD player that plugs in there. We run some background music. And we used to have a device when we had one person on the show. It was kind of cool. We had an effects processor. We run the audio through the effects processor. Did some cool stuff. Added some fun to the show. Added a little bit more hip. You want to make the show interesting with your talk, but it's also kind of fun to have some other things going on in the background as well. You can also record yourself and guests by recording the audio from a voiceover IP call on your computer or by making a phone call with your modem. So making a phone call with your modem, the whole conference thing we talked about. There's also, voiceover IP programs. Linphone is one open source one. There's voice over IP services that people use to make phone calls. And those types of services, you can, depending on what you use, somehow pipe it in there to where you're getting it and recording it. So you can use that to record. So that way you don't have to buy a microphone. Well, you're going to have to buy a microphone unless you call in on that system yourself. But most likely you're going to have at least a microphone. And if you're lucky, you can actually use a radio studio to do your show. So, and there are some studios out there that do that. You know, you can go on AM radio, and there's some places. Heck, Emmanuel Goldstein does WBAI off the hook. So, I mean, that's how I consider, it's a degree of hacker radio as well. So if you're lucky enough, you can get a radio studio to help you in your broadcast of your show and all that. I like to cover open source stuff. These are some of the popular programs that I've used and other people I know that have used to record their audio, Raysound and Audacity. They both will get the job done. Raysound, for me, is a little bit more, I like it a little bit more because it has some more features that Audacity doesn't have. This is, I'm not really going to go too much into it, but it claims to be a stable open source graphical audio file editor primarily, but not limited to the Linux operating system. I use Raysound because I actually clean out the audio. I clean out any peaks in the audio. So it's a nice clean set of audio. So I have this down here because if you want to save it as a 16 kilobit file format in MP3 and a resample rate of 16, that's the command you can use. So if you want to write that down, you can. And I'll talk about that in just a second, really what that means. Because there's different file sizes. And if you have an hour show, and you have a 128 kilobit MP3 file, you know, it's going to be tens of megs, and your listeners are not going to want to download that, and you're not going to want to have the bandwidth, try to keep supporting the bandwidth to be able to download that. But yeah, with Raysound, I can clean the audio up, I can run filters on it, it's great. And Audacity works as well. A lot of people use it, and a lot of people are happy with it. This is just their description of what they have on their website for what their software is. Basically, it does all in all everything for audio and stuff like that. It doesn't have enough as many features as Raysound, though, but it's getting there. And either way, you can use it, so whatever you like the best. What audio format will the show be in? Now, the most popular audio format is MP3. It's not an open standard, so a lot of people that are really diehards for open source and open standards may veer away from doing that. Now, there's only one downside to it, and that might not be a permanent downside, is that, that's the downside, is that it's not open standard. For Ogvorbis, it's an open standard. The only downside to that one, and it's not a permanent downside, but it is a little bit of a downside, is if you have people that want to listen to their Og files on portable devices that don't support Og yet. So that's the only thing, is if they want to take it around. They can always take Og and burn it to an audio CD, of course, and pop it in their CD player, but some of the little portable MP3 players don't have any AUX support, stuff like that. Okay, this is how the show will be distributed, and here's some ideas that you can use. Basically, you can archive files of these shows on the web, so that's one way to do it. I mean, and you want to do that regardless of whatever means you do in excess of just archiving your files. You want to make sure that that's at least done. Live streams of your show, you can use Shoutcast or Icecast. And I actually don't know if there's anything else out there. Shoutcast has been around forever. It's very popular. You can take one file, stream it out to many listeners. And Icecast is a little bit newer, and you can do the same thing with them. Subtle differences, but you can use it. Distributed media server on other media outlets. I know for Winamp, they actually have on their website a list of Shoutcast servers that you can just pick a feed and listen to. Rant Radio, they have been very popular in spreading the word on Hacker Radio. There's a lot of people that have used Rant Radio, or not used, work with Rant Radio to stream their show out and get the word out. So if you're interested in what it is, just go to rantradio.com and check it out. We are located on audio.textfiles.com. Now, that's an archival place of all sorts of stuff. If you guys know about textfiles.com, they have audio.textfiles.com, which is basically there's a lot of shows that are of a technical nature that are archived there for people to listen to. And there is one under, it says shows under audio. There's all types of audio, but there's one that says shows. And there's a lot of shows you can go to right now and check out those shows and take a listen to them, and they'll go back to, you know, their beginnings, up until the current shows that they have now. Now, hackermedia.net, they're a new website that's up, and I don't really know so much about them, but they have a lot of shows there that they have that you can listen to, and they ask at the bottom, they say, if you have a show that you'd like to have up here, let us know. So you can get your show up there, and it's another way to get the word out. Plus, Hacker Media, I mean, the site name itself explains it well, so it's a good place to put your show. And some of the shows that are out there now, quite a few that I know of. There's In the Now, which is the one that I do, and that can be found at slipnet.org, slipnet.org. Radio Freak America, which I'm going to have Duel here shortly, they've done 99 episodes, and I'll talk about something a little special that we're going to do later with Radio Freak America. He's going to come up here in a minute and talk about what it was to him and how he felt. I'll let him cover it, but it's going to be a combination of how he feels about the show, what it was for him, what it was he thinks for the listeners, and anything else he likes to add. Binary Revolution, Stank Dog will be coming up and speaking on what he, the same thing that for Radio Freak America, what he felt about it, how he felt it's affected his listeners and stuff like that. Plus, he spoke earlier in this room today, actually. Default Radio, which is kind of a phone-related program, freaking phones, all sorts of stuff like that. They're defaultradio.com. I'll have Duel and Stank about their URLs as well. Default Daily, which is actually Default Radio, but what they did was kind of interesting. They had a voicemail box, and they would call every day and leave a 10-minute voicemail of just Default Daily, and you could just call and get your Default Daily, and they did it. So that's one of the things that they did. So it's both off the Default Radio. And, of course, there's Off the Hook, which they've been around since I've known is 1988. They had, I think, maybe even a little bit before that, before they actually got the shows recorded. And Off the Hook is... everyone should know Off the Hook. We're here at the Hope Con, but that's Emmanuel Goldstein, and they've been great in helping people out, like Kevin Mitnick, you know, Bernie S. You know, they had Andrew Lama on there, just all sorts of people that have been involved in that show that are deep in the hacker community and have made a difference in a lot of things, like technology laws, for instance. We've seen how laws have been abused on these people. How people like hackers or people that want to toy with technology and are curious have been mistreated and misviewed other than the way they should be viewed. And that show has been very critical in spreading that word. Uberlito, I actually have not heard these people yet, but I didn't want to leave anybody out, so I was trying to put some... Actually, I did hear one of their shows. So they're on there. They're on hackermedia.net. You can check that out. And DTMF Radio, they're on hackermedia.net. So you can check that out. And I'm going to have Duel just step up to the podium here and talk about Radio Freak America a little bit.
Great. Thank you very much. First, I want to thank Slip and Emmanuel and all the volunteers for everything here. I'm honored to be here. There are two reasons why Radio Freak America, it's F-R-E-E-K, by the way, if you need to find it on Google. There's two reasons why it was created. First, I couldn't get enough of Hacker Radio. I was listening to Off the Hook, and I was listening to the now-defunct Hacker Mind. And it wasn't enough for me. I wanted more. So I went and created it myself. I didn't want to sit on my ass wanting, man, I wish there was another Hacker Radio show. I went and made one. And I think that affected the community, right? It affected this, actually segues into my second reason. People... to create their own shows, and more radio came of it. The second reason, to paraphrase one of the most elite hackers, culture jammers I know meme, you must take the resources you have and affect some positive impact upon your community. You must do that. And I wanted to do that as well. I wanted to take the little knowledge I have and share it with everyone else, take everybody else's, right? All the knowledge that existed in the community, right? It wasn't listeners, it was a community. Take all of their knowledge and share it with all the others that didn't know about it. I learned more doing RFA, Radio Freak America, than you know, most of my time sitting behind a computer or you know, dialing numbers on somebody else's phone line. Radio Freak America ran for 2 years, February 02 to February 04. 99 episodes. Slip will have a special announcement after the show about one of them. And I miss it now. Every week, I wish I had it. I wish I had that outlet. I wish I had that interaction with the community, you know, with all of you. Every week, I dearly miss it. I hope to do another show soon, better, different, you know, more technologically advanced. If I may touch on technology briefly, it takes little to nothing to do. I started on a P133 running 98 Audacity and DB Power Amp. That was the show. A $10 mic and a $10 speakerphone. That was it. I went to Electronic Surplus, bought a crappy computer, built it up, and did a show. That's all you need. And you can do it. And it doesn't matter if you talk about games, it doesn't matter if you talk about phones, computers, politics, you can do it. And guess what? People want to listen. I guarantee it. Now we're moving up. I bought a mixing board. You know, I'm doing it all in Linux. It's going to be all OGG. We are the future of media, right? Not CNN, right? Not CBS, not all the crap that you want and the stuff down your throat and that's in the frickin' elevator. That is not the future, right? We are the future of media. Okay? So I implore upon you to create media. Be the media, right? I'll steal the frickin' quote right from Jell-O. Be the media. Because it's beyond important. It's essential. It's very essential. So again, thank you very much. I'm humbled to be here. Check out the show. It's at oldschoolfreak.com. School with a K, freak with a PH. And would you mind holding it to the end? I want to hear Stank, honestly. and Slip's actually been doing his show in the now longer than me. If you like Slashdot ain't shish kebab compared to In the Now, okay? In the Now is like Slashdot on steroids. If you really want to learn about what's going on, about technology and politics and everything in the community, SCO, dude. Everything you want to know about SCO, right here. Check out his show. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Do we have the mic back? No? Yes? Okay, back. And I'm going to bring up Stank Dog to talk about his show, Binary Revolution. And, you know, also, we've all been in each other's shows as well and shared and all that. So take it away. You're actually up here at the podium. Yep.
Well, I didn't want to come up and pound the podium. It's tough to follow him doing that. But I'll talk about the way, you know, what motive. First of all, you know, I've been on RFA for quite a while. And then as we said, there's a need and there's a demand out there, I think, from looking across the room of people who want to find more information and more news from a hacker's perspective. I'm friends with these guys. I not only listen to their shows, I listen to the other shows. I listen to every show on that board, every single show. I sit all day in headphones in front of code and listen to these shows all day long, oh, yeah. And I still want more.
It's enlightening, you know, and it's really something to do while you're working on
absolutely.
Stuff. It's great to play it in the background.
Yeah, absolutely. So I say that to say we want more. We don't. It's not like this, or you listen to RFA, or Ben Rev, or Uber Lee Tour. Listen to all of them. We support all of them. We're on each other's shows.
And make your own.
You know? And absolutely. And you know, I know I can speak personally, and I'm sure these guys are the same. You can contact me or them. I'm sure with questions, I'd be glad to help you, give you recommendations. Are you going to make that a slideshow available, maybe in the URLs and stuff like that? I'm sure you can get all that from us anytime you want. Specifically for Binary Revolution Radio, I wanted a show that was more technical. I wanted a show that was more talking tech from a hacker's perspective. I wanted to stay away from a lot of political topics. I didn't want to get into that. If it's directly related to hacking, if it's something, and people who've listened to my show know I can go on a rant about some of that stuff sometimes. But I try to stay away from that as much as I can and focus on the tech talk because I think there's a lot of other shows that cover that kind of material, so I wanted to stick to the technology aspect of things. I also like a nice, strict format. I think having regularity, having a pattern of the way you do your show, try not to get too repetitious with it, try to change it up a little bit. Well, we do have certain guidelines we follow. I have them famous for the show novels, as they call them, the show notes that I make each week. And I spend time researching. And that's what I like about doing the show. I spend hours each week, and like everybody in this room, you know, we said /site. There's tons of other sites out there. You can go to rootsecure.net. You can go to just tons of sites out there and get lots of hacking information, lots of technical information. And we do that anyway. Well, when you find something interesting there and you're spending time doing this research and learning, you know, you can go on and we talk about it. And I have guests on who have experience in certain areas, and I get focused. And, you know, because I don't know, I'm not an expert on a lot of this stuff. Most of my guests come in and they know what they're talking about. And I learn on every show that we do. Every single time we do a show, I learn something new. People write in with questions. We accept emails. We'll research it. We'll try to find the answer as best we can. We also have forums at the site, which I'm not going to pimp the site too much, binrev.com. But we have, you know, information like that. We try to interact with the audience because I want to learn. And if you've got a cool topic, like if I can, a specific example was port knocking. Our cameraman Rax there turned me on to port knocking and what a cool concept that was. And I spent like a week and a half researching what this cool topic port knocking was. And I didn't mean to put that teaser out there if you don't know what port knocking is, but go Google for that and find out, or listen, go check out the archives, search my show notes, you'll find that episode on port knocking. But I learn from it, and that's what I take out of the show, is I get to do research, I get to learn new things, and I get to grow. I kind of said in my presentation earlier, I've been to 5 different universities, I've got almost 200 credit hours accumulated from all these different places. I'm a lifetime student. I learn every day, whether it's in the classroom or outside, doing my own research. And that's what I like to do about the show. I learn technical stuff. I like to try to share it with other people and hear people's feedback on it. So that's really my angle with Binary Revolution. And we put it on the site, binrev.com. You can download the MP3s, no charge. We're not trying to make money.
Oh, yeah. There's no charge for any of that stuff.
There's no advertising sales.
No advertising.
You don't get biased opinions, you know. I don't have to worry about whether, you know, Microsoft has ads on our show. I can't bash Microsoft. Oh, I'll bash Microsoft. There's no problems with that. So you don't have that bias that you get in a lot of other outlets, and as Duel mentioned, some of those. So that's kind of my philosophy on things. And we just finished our first year, by the way, so we're moving on to year 2. So hope you guys haven't listened before. Start listening.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, and they brought up a lot of great points that going through the slides, I knew that I would be kind of doing some off the cuff because there's so much that's involved. Yeah, there's no advertising, and there's no bias from that. And just like Duel said, and Joel, be the media. That's one of the things, too, as well, is that, you know, hackers have always, with cons and everything like that, been trying to get the word out on certain things other than just talk about their favorite subjects. And that's a great thing that audio can provide. For people to do that. A lot of these shows, we listen to all the time. I encourage, and this isn't the end of the show, but I encourage everyone out here to if you're that interested, to get involved and create your own show. And you're really going to enjoy it. You're going to learn a lot, just like we've all said up here. It's going to be an educational experience. You're going to mature. Guaranteed, you're going to grow in a level of maturity far beyond than you would have just sitting on your butt all year working and not doing much. I'm telling you that it's really helped me grow. It's helped me do a lot of critical thinking. It's helped me become aware of things as far as just me being myself as a human being. But I'm involved in the technical field myself, and the decisions that I'm going to make while I'm working out there and doing the things that I can do and my recommendations to other people based on my knowledge, I'm going to have a better understanding of how these things impact the world. And plus also when I talk about survival techniques, all this Big Brother is watching you, and of course you saw the panel in the other room on A, I forget what it was called, but it was the guy that has a big old database on everybody. You know, stuff like that. And that's kind of things you need to watch out as you're living in this new world. It can be scary at times. And you need to be aware of it because the media is not going to tell you. And just like Duel said, well, we're the media of the new world because that is the new world. And they're not going to tell you those types of things because they are sponsored by corporations and they're things that everyone needs to be aware of because you're going to feel like a victim if something happens to you, like many of the people that have tinkered with DirecTV, satellites, radio, you know, Xboxes, anything like that. And then they come knocking on your door. And you're like, I didn't know that this was a bad thing. I didn't know that people were out there doing these kinds of things. And that's why it's important to spread the word. What else is out there? Now, this is something where I'm going to lead into that's kind of on the verge of taking off. Not quite sure when that's going to take off, is hacker video. There has been a lot of people over the years who have done video clips and stuff like that. There's some documentaries, obviously, Freedom Downtime is what I consider one of the best hacker videos out there. There's all sorts of videos out there on Linux, open source, GNU. I mean, even, the pioneers of Silicon Valley and videos that cover historical events that have happened in the world of technology. There is, I guess I could put it in there. I mean, you could read back. This technology is not the 1900s. I mean, it's been found back from what I've read, and I'm sure it's totally debatable. There was the equivalent of what was considered as a battery in the 16th century, you know. But not knowing if that's true or not, but technology has been around here forever, building the pyramids, making the wheel, you know, all that stuff. But, you know, obviously we're talking about more current issues today. But you can go back and look at those things. But hacker video is something where you can do the audio and the video where you're showing things like a presentation. Earlier, when Stank was doing a presentation, he used video in his presentation because that actually helped greatly improve how he could show people what he was talking about. Some of the things that are out there is Hack TV, which, BinRev has a magazine. They have radio and forums, actually, is really huge. And they're working on Hack TV. There's one episode out. I encourage anybody here, go ahead and, like, if you got something really cool, go ahead and film it. And go to binrev.com and, submit it. And it's not just like us submitting our own content to each other. It's anybody. It's anybody anywhere in any country. You know, send something in to them, send something into the show, make your own show. It's for everyone. The Broken is actually a new thing. I haven't heard too much of them, but they have a few episodes. Kevin Mitnick actually is one of them. Doug TV is a new thing that's coming off the ground. I'm not sure. I wanted to bring up some of the... I like to discuss everyone's sites. Some of these sites are just beginning, like Whitesword TV and Doug TV. It's DougTV.org, WhitesworldTV.tk. Or it's Whitesword.tk, sorry. The Broken is TheBroken.org, and Hack TV is on BinRev.org. Sorry, BinRev.com. The Doug TV and the Whitesword stuff is kind of new. Actually, all of them are kind of new, but it doesn't matter. I want to help support them and make it available for people to see and contribute. What are the other methods that you can spread awareness? Because it's not just about hacker radio. Hacker radio is just actually, I think, recently become very popular. Off the Hook has been around forever, for a long time. But hacker radio is just one of the methods that you can do it. Hacker video and even all those slides, bullet points I showed earlier about how people have been spreading news. Basically, you can take your own initiative on things and educate others in your daily life. I actually forgot to put it on there. You can go to, no, it is, okay, it's in there. Participate, this is the third bullet. Participate in local events and groups. Your local Linux users group. Your local 2600. I know DEF CON has meetings. There is all sorts of meetings out there. And some of them are across all 50 states. Some of them are just in certain areas. Check out your area. You know, if you know some computer tech guys or geek guys or whatever, ask them, do you know there's any user groups or anything like that? There's some local papers. You can look up some groups. Google some stuff up for your area. Second bullet point, support groups like the EFF or develop a group for your own cause. EFF, they're not hacker radio, they're not hacker video, they're not any of those things, but they're our tool to help support the cause, whatever the cause may be. And if you go to EFF.org and check out their website, there's a list of things that they're interested in. There's a list of cases that they've helped out in. They've been a major tool in helping awareness and correcting some of the problems that are out there. And obviously exercise your own intelligence throughout your life. What would I like everyone in here to walk away from this talk? The idea is to be aware of the ever-changing world we live in and the problems that may occur if technology is abused. If you feel like you want to participate in something like hacker radio, I hope my presentation has given you some ideas on how you can make that happen. I'm going to have a brief question and answer. If anyone would like to ask any questions, I don't know if they have the mic up here still. If not, you can just scream it out, and I'll repeat it so everyone can hear.
Packer Public Radio.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, sure.
I wasn't expecting that question. Again, I miss RFA, but we wanted to go further. I hope that all of you listen to public radio. It's a very good resource of alternative information. I wanted something like that. I wanted better research. I basically wanted a show that could be a kick-ass text file if it was just a text file. No schedule, no time limit, nothing. Just something well-researched, well-produced, and that's what HPR Hacker Public Radio is going to be. Again, well on our way. Bland Inquisitor, if anybody's familiar with him, we're working on it now. We have some great, great guests lined up. Some very, very good stuff. When? I've avoided the question, haven't I? Because I don't have a schedule, but I assure you that we are working on it now.
Any other questions out there in the audience? Rax, right to your right, actually, and we'll get you two back there.
What do you guys think about peer-to-peer streaming?
Peer-to-peer streaming? Do you mean streaming in general, or just are you talking about BitTorrents?
Peercast.org.
What was that?
Peercast.org.
Peercast. You know, actually, I don't. Can you educate me on that?
Yeah, it's like a cascade streaming.
So it's like distributed streaming.
Right, you stream to one person.
Well, hey, I mean that sounds great. I mean, you know, whatever it takes to send it out. Distributed streaming, Peercast.org. Sounds like people sharing torrents and stuff like that, but sharing streams. Okay, great idea. Yeah, I should check that out.
We have our own radio show right now, and the Knock Radio, and we're wanting to do some live streaming, and we've had some issues trying to get that set up. We're wondering if maybe you had any tips for us, maybe something like that.
Sure. Now, do you have your own server? Is this your own pipe, or are you doing this?
We've got our own server, actually, dedicated server down in Texas.
How much bandwidth do you have?
100 gigs a month, something like that.
100 gigs a month? I can cover it, but he's pretty excited about it. He can probably help you out.
No, I just wanted to offer, and this is, since you brought it up, and to anybody, you know, we're serious about if you want to make your own show and stuff.
Oh, that's right. Sorry, I should have mentioned that.
You know, one of the projects that we're working on, it's kind of rough to find time to do all this stuff, but we are setting up something called DDP Hack Radio that's going to be a station. Rant Radio is what we stream on right now, but we also simulcast, or we also send it on our own server at binrev.com, and you can find that information there. It's kind of buggy lately. I got it as soon as the conference is over. I was kind of spending time working on some presentation here, but as soon as I get back, that's going to be my focus, is to get DDP Hack Radio up. And what that is you're going to be able to, you know, send shows, contact me. We'll work out schedules and stuff like that. We're already going to talk about, you know, scheduling the stuff that you've already heard of and all the shows on there. Get them in there so that, like I said, I listen at work, and I know a lot of other people do too. Have a backlist of old episodes, repeat episodes, mixed in during the workday to mix stuff up, and then whenever the schedule goes, that we'll work out a time if you want to pick a day or something like that that you want us to put it on. We would absolutely be glad to talk about that with you. So just contact stankdog@binrev.com or any of us again, and we can definitely work that out.
I want to hear it.
Yeah, the as far as that goes, the problems you may have had, what were they, due to streaming issues or? Okay, you know, you might want to check out Shoutcast, which is basically you'll put a link on your page, and when people click on that, the Shoutcaster will initiate audio from one file being sent and split up to many people. That's why it's called Shoutcast. There's Icecast and Peercast.org. So those are all different things you could check out. That's why I put them in the slide. You might want to check those out first. Download the software, play with it a little bit. You want to see some stress testing. See how many people you can take on the website. Oh, you know, one of the things let me just talk about here in the end, MP3 sizes, OGG sizes, stuff like that. Make it like 16, 24 kilobits. 16-bit or 24-bit sampling rate. Making it smaller, you can get files down to like 8, 10 megs for an hour. It's great for your listeners. It's great for people that are on dial-up. Dial-up sucks, but but downloading 10 megs, you know, let it go for an hour. You have a show to listen to. Actually, some of them, you can just click on the link and it'll stream it to your player. Your player will actually interpret the data as it comes. So use smaller bit rate, stuff like that. So I am going to end the show.
Another question here.
Oh, sorry, I didn't know if you were saying cut. No, I'm not going to end the show. Go ahead, tell me what the question is.
Not to beat a dead horse, but everybody here should check out peercast.org and peer-to-peer radio, I think, is probably the future of internet broadcasting.
Great.
For some reason, it's not being used in the U.S. There's a lot of streams out of Europe and Japan, but I can listen to a 128 kilobit MP3 stream bouncing across the globe from Japan, and it's still in its infancy, but it works flawlessly. We just need more people supporting it in the U.S.
Okay, perfect. And now I have a special announcement that we're going to make here. Actually, if you want, I've got two BinRev Season 1 CDs up here that are available. I'm just going to leave these up here. If anyone's interested, you can grab them. Obviously, you can always download them from the website. But also, we are going to be... Oh, you one last question? Yeah, that's fine. Go ahead. Two. Oh, okay.
This is more of a plug than a question.
Sure.
But Zip, which is a group that makes Aug and Icecast,
mm-hmm.
Two of us are here, including myself, from Zip.
Oh, great.
And we're doing a workshop tomorrow in C at 1600 on more technical aspects of streaming, how to use Aug, how to manipulate Aug, and different ways you can extend it.
I recommend everyone go to that talk. That's great. Thank you. Great.
I don't know if you mentioned this earlier, but with a little bit of creativity and persistence, you can usually get your way into one of the local college radio stations.
You can.
Especially with the higher.
Yeah, I'm from Arizona. Some of that stuff you can get on. You can actually get on, if you want to do Hack TV, get on the public radio public access channel.
Summer's usually the best time to do it. That's when all the students go home, you worm your way in, and then you're there. I ran an award-winning show up in Nashville off a 14,000-watt FM transmitter for 8 years before they figured out I was not affiliated with the university.
Oh. So.
That's actually Hacker Radio. He hacked the radio station.
That is Hacker Radio. Is there any more questions?
Let me just make one shout. I'm Rax, everybody. I've been on some of the shows and all that.
Own show on the radio.
I did my own show on that for a while. And, you know, it's like everything else that we have with this, with Hope and with all the other meetings and things and that. It was my favorite catchphrase in that before Stank turns it over to, Slip for a announcement. Like I said, the same thing with the conference, you know, things that are going on. Patriot Act, DCMA, you know, we got Big Brother watching that, and my favorite phrase for that, and that was actually the capital K in Radio Freak America, was keep knowledge free. So that's what it's all about.
Absolutely. All right. Special announcement. Radio Freak America actually missed one of their episodes, but it didn't get recorded for whatever reason. Episode 76, and we are going to actually record episode 76 right now, after the show, which is right now, down on the second floor. So if anyone would like to come down and join in, we're actually going to do an hour show. So feel free to come out.
We got lots of giveaways.
Lots of giveaways. Oh, yeah, we have a special giveaway. You actually want to come down forward. Do we want to tell them?
No.
We don't want to tell them. No, but it is a good giveaway, so you want to come down. All right. Thank you very much.